Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Hope all you freaks are doing well today. Good to be back in the studio. John Reed, not here. Cody McClure, it's good to be here, good to be anywhere. Cam Black with me today as we bring you a show. Thursday, bye week. Luckily, we actually got some news today. Cam, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, doing good. Missed everybody yesterday, but, you know, yeah, it was a Wednesday. Not much going on a Wednesday.
No, there was not much going on yesterday, and I still felt bad. I feel good today, though. I'm done complaining.
Good.
I feel like $1 million. I feel like I've been bitching and whining all week, so I'm
fully back.
I'm back. I feel good. I got some caffeine in. We got a double espresso, which I learned this morning. Apparently, the double espresso is called a doppio.
Doppio?
I guess that's it.
Is that how you like supposed to order it?
Well, I guess that's the barista term for it. I don't know. I just know that I ordered it. I said, I need my nitro brew like I always get. And then I said, let me go ahead and get a double espresso with that, too. And the girl goes, okay, that's a nitro cold brew, grande, and doppio for you, and anything else? I said, what was the second thing?
Excuse me?
Yeah. I said, I just want a double espresso. She said, a doppio? Yeah, double espresso. I said, oh, okay, all right. And then I pull up to pay the girl. It's this cute redhead with the, naturally, she's got the septum piercing, you know, and she drives a classic Subaru.
Classic.
You know, classic barista. And she said, here's that doppio for you. So apparently a double espresso is a doppio, if you didn't know.
Okay, now you know. I had no idea. I never order coffee, though.
Yeah.
Never been a coffee person.
I saw where the employees park at the Starbucks. Like, they have a separate thing there. And it was a Subaru. And I just know, like, I would bet my life her car was the Subaru.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's best bet right there for sure.
Those girls are a certain brand.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess you kind of have to be to work in a place like that.
Yep. Yeah, but anyway, got my double espresso. Nice. And
glad you're feeling better.
Everything's good. Yeah, you feel good?
Yeah, I feel good. Okay, but a little tired, but that's okay. I always power through. I did sleep really long last night, though. I did get I got like 11 hours of sleep.
Sometimes that can make you more tired.
Yeah, I think it kind of did.
Yeah. That happens.
But it was good. Need to get the sleep in, so that was good. Thursday, football's back, so we start the football week again, and that always gets me happy. So,
oh yeah, big NFL game tonight for sure between the
Bengals Dolphins.
Bengals Dolphins is tonight. Yeah,
yeah. Bengals trying to get back on track, and the Dolphins obviously are rolling at 3-0. So
that actually is a good game tonight, though. Like, yeah. I mean, Cincinnati's trying to get a win, try to show their let's see, 8:15. Oh yeah,
thinks it's
Prime
on Amazon
night.
Yeah,
Prime Video night. I always forget. Well, they'll have it on at the bar, but anyway,
yeah,
good game tonight. Maybe Burrow can notch a win.
Yeah, I need to check the injury reports on Tua. He was questionable for this game at one point.
That feels to me like it could be a, like, I feel like I would go with the Bengals in that game. Just Miami's coming off a big win, you know, quick turnaround. I mean,
yeah,
it's hard to say. Cincinnati, I just feel like Cincinnati needs it more.
Yeah, they do. They do for sure. And
they're coming off a win over the Jets.
Yeah, and they finally look decent.
They need a win. I mean, they're, you know, went to the Super Bowl last year, and you start this year 1-2. Already lost a division game to the Steelers, lost to the Cowboys, both close games.
The Bengals are favored by 3.5, actually.
Yeah, I think I would go with Cincinnati in this game. It's a big home game. Should be a fun game.
That makes me feel like they think Tua is not going to play. A little bit.
I don't know. I mean, if he's out, obviously you go with Cincinnati.
For
but
sure.
I would think if Tua plays, it should be a fun game to watch. Like, just based on the offenses and the weapons you're going to see there.
It should be a fun, entertaining game for sure.
Should be a good passing games for both teams if Tua plays.
Absolutely.
I mean, you get to see Tyreek and Ja'Marr Chase. And a lot of star power, a lot of fantasy power in this game.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's big for the Steelers.
Are you seeing any reports on Tua? Anything we know?
I'm trying to see if he was at practice. Well, I guess they're not really practicing today. It
says he's expected to play
as
of 27 minutes ago.
Okay.
The Sun Sentinel, South Florida Sun Sentinel.
I'm going to assume they know. They're down there.
It's a newspaper down there. They said Tua is expected to go against the Bengals along with Teron Armstead and Jalen Waddle. So I guess Waddle was a little banged up too.
Yeah, I saw Waddle was supposed to be playing tonight for sure. Outside of that, I think Cincinnati's pretty clean on injury-wise. I think they just had a defensive tackle they put on IR. But besides that, I think we're going to get a pretty full game. So that should be a fun one. And like you said, big for fantasy games.
Oh, yeah, big fantasy night.
Week. I'm sure everybody has a Burrow, Tua, Tyreek, Waddle, Ja'Marr Chase,
yeah.
T. Higgins.
a lot of big receiver power and,
yeah,
and quarterback power in this game.
Should be a fun one. I'm looking forward to it.
Said, yeah, barring a setback, Tua will play. Jalen Waddle will play. I guess Tua, he's just been kind of banged up. He's had a back injury and ankle injury. So he got a little banged up against Buffalo. But looks like he's good to go. So, yeah, that's a good game tonight. Big game.
Thank
Bengals,
you.
Dolphins. You can watch it on Amazon. Can't watch it on TV, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I still don't know how I feel about the Amazon thing.
I don't mind it. I just, I mean, I've been lucky all these Thursday nights. I've been at the bar, so I've been able to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. Would I subscribe to it if I didn't already have it at the bar? Maybe
yeah.
Just to see the Thursday night game.
Yeah, I already had it, so it hasn't, like, inconvenienced me, really, in any way.
I mean, last week nobody really cared because
it was Pittsburgh
and Cleveland.
Game, but outside of that, though, yeah, it really hasn't inconvenienced me much, but I also see why people don't like it. Or, well, maybe some people prefer it if they don't have cable and stuff or something like that. But still, I do like their like broadcasting crew and stuff that they have for like the like with all the Richard Shermans and Ryan Fitzpatrick and stuff like that. But they do for coverage wise. But it's interesting. I feel like this is gonna be where it kind of keeps trending is these streaming games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you don't have it, like I guess the. Naturally, you would just probably watch college football, which last week you actually had Virginia Tech, West Virginia, I think, which was not a great game, but it's probably just as good as watching Pittsburgh and Cleveland. But tonight, there's little interest in college football. Maybe you got Utah State going to BYU if you like those Mountain West games. And apparently South Carolina plays tonight. I had no idea they were playing.
Oh, their game's tonight? Okay.
I mean, they're playing South Carolina State, so I would think they'll be in good shape. It's kind of weird, though. You don't usually see an SEC team with a Thursday night game in the middle of the schedule, do you?
Not that I really remember unless it's like, no, I can't really think of any recently.
I mean, obviously that first week it happens quite a bit. Teams playing on Thursdays, but.
But after that, you kind of just settle into the Saturday rotation.
South Carolina, I'm playing on a Thursday night tonight. Well, that's good, I guess. We got SEC football tonight.
Yeah.
Albeit against South Carolina State, it's football.
Maybe they'll win by 20 points.
Yeah, so I'm just considering, like, I'm thinking if you don't have Amazon, like, at least you can get some football still.
Yeah. Oh, they moved this game. I forgot. We have Thursday night SEC football this week because they moved it up because of the hurricane.
Oh,
I think that's what the game plan was. They tried to beat it before the storms got there.
Well, I was going to say that makes sense, but does it? South Carolina? Are they in the path?
I think they were going to get, like, the tropical storm part once it got through Florida. So I guess they wanted to go ahead and get the game before, you know, the rain, storm delays possibly, and they just said, let's go ahead and get this bot game out the way.
I would think other games might have moved up if they were going to do that. Like
they moved a couple back. I remember that.
Let's see. Clemson is at home this week too, but they haven't moved their game.
They're not cowards.
Which they've got a big game. They play NC State Saturday night. So they have not moved their game. But I would think if South Carolina moved theirs up.
Florida and UCF moved theirs back because obviously it'll be through Florida. The Storms will be out of Florida by then.
So they're playing Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. Florida and UCF moved to Sunday. Otherwise, I'm looking at like Friday night games. I mean, the hurricane already hit, so at this point, you know, I guess
it's pretty
much
their game out to, I don't know what stadium they moved it to, but they're not playing in their normal stadium because also the weather. But yeah, it hit. It's already, I think, downgraded to a tropical storm at this point.
Yeah. Did you follow the hurricane yesterday?
Oh yeah, I love videos of.
I do love stuff. Live hurricane coverage. they said it was record surge. Like the surge from the hurricane was bad enough that they expected that to be record breaking. I don't really know what record means. I don't know if it's in terms of feet or what it is, but the guy on the TV was saying that the surge is the worst part of the hurricane. Like that normally is the most concerning thing.
Destructive and everything. Cause it just, water's a powerful thing. I don't think people realize how powerful water is.
It just brings that water in there and starts causing trouble. So, they said it was a record.
Oh, so it's a...
Guessing it did some damage.
It's gone down to a tropical storm, but it also just hit the ocean again. So it has the potential to...
It hit the East Coast now?
It's coming off of like Orlando right now.
Yeah. But at this point, it's basically just a storm.
Yeah, but it'll probably get back to a Category 1 by the time it gets to... And yeah, it's projected to swing back and hit South Carolina.
Is that what'll happen? Will it strengthen over the ocean again?
It should. That's really? Usually what happens. It's like it takes the warm water back in and it powers it back up.
That's kind of cool.
So yeah, that sometimes you can get them like if they're like the Category 5, sometimes by the time they get to the other side, they're still like a Category 1 or 2, and they go back up to like a 3 or 4 and can just cause bigger problems. But yeah, it looks like it's going to hit through South Carolina, swing back up that way. Hit kind of off Charleston.
So it's kind of gone over. It's already gone over Central Florida, Orlando or Ocala, I guess.
Yeah,
Gainesville.
It's right off the coast of Orlando. It seems like right now.
Yeah, tough week for Florida, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, getting beat up this week.
Tough week. All right. Well, we are off and running. We'll be back for the story of the day. I got a good guess as to what it might be. Stick with us. Talk sports on a Thursday. Aaron Judge, big night last night, Cam.
Oh, yeah.
He finally got his big home run.
Yep.
Aaron Judge ties Roger Maris with number, 61 last night. The 61st home run. You know, I would have never expected myself to get into this, but over the last few days, I actually have been tuning into the Yankees games just to see. Just to see if he would do it, just to try to see it live, you know, because obviously things like that you like to watch live, and I missed it. I was away from the TV for probably 30 minutes during the game, didn't have it on, and I missed it. But Aaron Judge hits number 61. So I guess now, I mean, the watch is still on, right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see him hit 62 now.
Yep. And they're through 155 games. I can't remember how many games baseball teams play.
162.
Okay, so he's got basically seven games. Does postseason count? Is this record just for a regular season? That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah, it's just the regular season.
All right, so you got 7 games to hit one. Okay. Yeah, but no, it's been interesting for sure. I have been keeping up with it as well. I was getting mad the other day though, when ESPN kept like cutting into a football game to show all his at bats. That was making me mad.
Did you see the poor bastard who dropped the ball?
Yeah.
When he hit it.
Oh man.
They just kept showing that guy on the replay how devastated he was.
You just fumbled the bag, my man. Oh my gosh. And it ended up being a batting coach or somebody in the bullpen for Toronto ended up getting the ball.
Yeah, he ended up getting the ball, and then didn't the did you see where the girl said she was going to divorce him?
Yeah. Yeah, she was making a divorce joke. It's like, why would you give that back? Like, that's
yeah, she was going to divorce him for
thousands of dollars right there.
For giving the ball back. But yeah, Aaron Judge, he breaks the single season home run record. Sorta.
Tied in, I guess.
The all-time mark of 73 from Barry Bonds is, according to some people, sullied in a way. Yeah. Because, of course, the steroids. And so, I mean, people are making their jokes last night about, well, really, he's seventh all time when you consider the guys in front that hit more. But those guys got banned because of steroids. Or they're not banned, but their records got wiped out, I guess.
Yeah. So he's setting the non-steroid record as his goal.
It does take a little bit of the magic out.
Yeah.
When you consider that there were guys ahead of him that hit it. Roger Maris Jr. can finally go home. I've seen people saying this. He's just been following him around, waiting on Aaron Judge to break his dad's record to hit the. Well, I guess he might have to stay with the Yankees until he actually breaks it. But
yeah.
But yeah, so interesting here though. I saw during an interview with Sports Illustrated, Judge was actually asked about the record and Barry Bonds. And Aaron Judge said this. He said, 73 is the record. In my book, no matter what people want to say about that era of baseball, for me, they went out there and hit 73 homers and 70 homers. That, to me, is what the record is. The AL record is 61. So that is one I can kind of try to go after. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it's been a fun year so far. So Aaron Judge basically acknowledges the guys that hit 70 and 73 and Barry Bonds, you know. So
I respect that.
At 61, Judge ties the AL's all-time mark. He's still 12 shy of Bonds' 2001 record with just 7 games to play. So, you know, you can look at it a couple of different ways, I guess. Were the guys on steroids? Yeah. But they still hit the home runs.
Yep.
Still impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And I guess he is getting the like official AL record with the 62. So that's still like an accomplishment, obviously, like pretty big time there. But yeah, I still respect the 73s and the 70s. Like that's still hard to do, regardless.
I guess we'll still keep watching to see if he hits number 62. You got to think he will at some point.
Yeah, with 7 games, you think he gets one, at least one in those 7 games. And
Toronto kept walking him though. That's the thing that frustrated me the last couple days watching him play the Blue Jays. Is they just kept walking him. And
what if it's the last game of the year and he's like still hasn't got it and you just walk him the entire game?
I mean, you I guess if you're the opposing team, you don't want to be the team that gives it up, you know, because then you're always on the highlight reel.
Yep.
And especially the pitcher. You don't want to be the pitcher that throws that ball to him. But, you know, I saw with the one he hit yesterday, though, they were talking about it on the baseball analysts. They said it was actually the hardest one he's hit. I don't know how they measure that. But
like, you're talking like exit velocity?
Yeah, however they measure that. I just know they said of his 61 homers, that's the hardest one he hit. Was number 61 yesterday. So he knocked it out of there for sure. You could tell he was eager to get that one up.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure he really wants to get to 62 for sure.
I feel bad for that guy that dropped it.
Yeah.
that guy's kind of the loser.
Be prepared. You know this is coming. You're waiting on this. That's why you're there, is you're waiting to see if this happens.
I mean, maybe he'll get something from it, though, you know? Maybe it'll make him kind of, like, semi-famous or, I guess, infamous.
Yeah, yeah. He'll show up on the highlight reels.
Yeah. Roger Maris Jr. says Aaron Judge on the verge of becoming the actual single-season home run champ.
Yeah, no, it will be impressive because I do think he gets there, but I think also it's wild that he also is probably going to win the Triple Crown as well along with this. That'd be quite the year.
Maris says he believes that the next milestone, the 62nd home run, is the number he believes is the true home run record. He praised Aaron Judge for being a clean player, saying that that means a lot to him. And not just for me, I think it means a lot to a lot of people that he's clean, he's a Yankee, plays the game the right way. So, you know, the baseball purists, the traditionalists, they believe that this 62 will be the actual record because it's not sullied.
No, I'm definitely anti this being the record.
Yeah.
I hate the purists.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta give those guys credit for hitting those, I think. I mean, yeah. What do you think? What do you think steroids account for? How many, let's say, you and I are pro baseball players, and we can go out and we hit our home runs. How many does juicing account for?
I mean, you still have – there's, like, other factors. Like, okay, does it add to your power a little bit? Yeah, sure. But also, you still have to be able to get contact on the ball. You still have to have good timing. Like, you still have to be able to play baseball. And it's just like, okay, maybe that ball that would have fell a few feet short of the wall goes over. Okay, maybe you get – 10 more throughout the year.
Does it account for 12? I mean, maybe it does. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
But there's so many other things, too, that aren't just like muscle steroids, like power steroids. PEDs could be a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, for sure.
I guess it could be, to an extent, just like something that helps you focus.
Yeah. Yeah. So, maybe like that Adderall. Helps, but that doesn't add the power, though. So you'd have to kind of just already have that home run ability in you. It's not like Barry Bonds is a guy that was hitting like 10 home runs a year and then randomly jumped up to 73 because of steroids, you know?
Yeah. So. Big night for Aaron Judge. 61 years after Roger Maris hit 61 in 1961.
Oh, that's what?
Isn't that weird?
That is wild.
So Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run in the Rogers Center. All right. It was 61 years after Roger Maris hit number 61 in the year 1961.
That is wild.
A lot of different 61s at play.
Stuff always lines up like that.
It is kind of weird. Coolio died, too.
Oh, no.
That happened at about the same time Aaron Judge was hitting his home run. One of my friends went out to... He was going to this house party thing last night, and he got home. He walked in. I said, Aaron Judge, he hit the home run, and also Coolio's dead.
Good news or bad news?
Yeah. Any thoughts on Coolio?
Just rest in peace.
R.I.P. Did you see the tribute from his friend with the blonde?
No, I didn't.
It was a great tribute. He said, let me see if I can find it. Coolio, obviously the 90s rapper known for Gangsta's Paradise. He died at 59 yesterday. Let me see this. Hang on a second. I'll find it. Definitely it was a tribute from another guy who's saying, like, you know, rest in peace, my brother and everything. And it was here it is. The real Virgil. Man, Coolio's my brother. We hit it all across the land, man. I'm broken about this. Here is some blonde begging us both for some meat sauce. R.I.P., my bro. And it's just him and Coolio standing with this blonde.
What a touching tribute.
Yep, very touching. And that was like one of the first tributes, apparently. So that's how a lot of people found out that Coolio had died, was the tribute from Virgil.
With a girl asking for some meat sauce.
Yep. Here is some blonde begging us both for some meat sauce.
I don't remember the Queen getting any tribute to that level.
If you're listening to the show today, you might be listening on the Fan Run Radio live stream. which is powered by Linderman Sports Medicine in Memphis. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com to find out why people are coming from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back into the game of life with Linderman Sports Medicine. If you're not active right now because of discomfort or pain, that was me yesterday, limiting any of your activities, check out the amazing work being done by Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine, located in Memphis. People come from all over. Get back in the game of life without surgery. You have a bad car wreck, get a little banged up,
lose
a couple of limbs, you go to Linderman. They'll take care of you. They'll get you back in the game. Get you back on your bike or the gym or a walk at the park or just have a healthier lifestyle. LindermanSportsMedicine.com. Cam, go ahead and send us to break, and we'll come back after this.
Gangster's paradise now.
He's up there. He's up there enjoying all the blondes, all the women he can. Giving them all that meat sauce. R.I.P. Coolio. I kept waiting for the words there. As I walked through the valley. I thought it was going to play. I didn't know. Was that already in the system? We already had that?
Yeah, I already had that in there.
Oh, cool.
Destiny.
Look at us, prepared.
Always ready for anybody to die.
Yep. Yep, we got enough music in the whole computer there. Probably got enough bumpers.
Cover anybody.
If most people die, we can. We got somebody somewhere.
Oh, for sure.
Ooh. SEC Mike coming on at 1:30.
Nice.
He's going to come on the show in an hour from now. We'll talk some SEC football. I might try to get Jordan on today. I don't know. He won't respond, so maybe he'll come on tomorrow. Maybe talk some NFL at some point. Maybe today. Who knows? I hate these shows. Shows like today, when John's not here, I hate them. Because I got to try to be like on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to be on.
Yeah.
I'm better at just reacting.
Yeah, I feel you there.
I feel like shows like this, it's hard to like, I don't know, it can't really be funny. It's hard to be funny.
Yeah, you like focus on doing things.
I'm not good at being funny as, like, leading the show. Yesterday, a guy said, he tweeted at me and said, or he tweeted at me and John and said, it would be nice if you had a co-host who could do a show without you holding his hand. And I was thinking about it. I was thinking about that, and I was like, you know, he's right. Really, he's right. I'd rather John be here holding my hand. Yeah. It makes the show better. It's not like we can't do the show. I mean, we're here now. Yeah, we're doing the show.
We're giving you the topics.
It's just not as good. You know what I mean? It's better when we're all together. But, yeah, we'll get you through today. Might not be the best show we've ever done. I think it'll be better than Tuesday, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I could barely speak on Tuesday. So I don't even remember doing the last hour. Bear might come in here at some point. I don't know. He said he gets here at 2 o'clock. He said he might sit in with us. I don't know if that's a thing we want or not.
Play by ear.
Crazy lunatic coming in here at some point.
Busting the door. I don't know if we'd be able to stop him.
No. When he sets his mind to something, he's hard to stop. But anyway, yep. Thursday night game tonight. Dolphins, Bengals, Kim, anything else you feel about that one?
I think you're right as far as the Bengals want this game more.
I think
they need it more. Absolutely, being 1-2, coming off your Super Bowl run, everybody's kind of expecting you to bounce back. They're the popular pick to win the division, and things like that. And then you just come out flat those first 2 weeks, and people are like, "Uh oh, they're in trouble." And then obviously nobody's taking the Jets wins, as an impressive victory, but this would be a good win to get you back on track and be like, all right, we can still play with those good teams and we can still make something happen. So, yeah, I think they do need it more. I think they're going to come out with some energy. It's a home game, and they're breaking out those all-white uniforms.
You know, another thing worth mentioning, well, I don't know if it's worth mentioning. We'll mention it. But Miami had to make their trip a day early, too. I don't know if you saw that, but because of the hurricane.
That makes sense. It was already a shorter week, so.
Yeah, they were already on a short week. And then they had to, because of Hurricane Ian, make the trip to Cincinnati a day early. So it's already been an unconventional week, kind of. They've been dealing with these injuries, short rest, hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
All the signs are kind of pointing to Cincinnati.
Yeah, they're probably stressing about like their families and their houses and stuff down there. And I don't think Miami caught a big brunt of the storm by any means, but still, it's still a thing you got to kind of worry about as far as some stuff. I think that Bengals crowd is going to be fired up for these white uniforms.
I think is that a thing? They're debuting the white Bengals.
Yeah, they're wearing the all white with the white helmet tonight. So I think they're going to be juiced up for that. They look really good. I think those look awesome.
I haven't even seen those.
Well, they look great.
Bengals white uniform.
But they're breaking those out tonight. So you got to win in your alternate jerseys.
Those do look pretty sharp. They got the white helmets with the black claw marks on the top. Those do look pretty good. Yeah, so I didn't even know they were wearing the alternates. But when you factor that in, I mean, you got to go Cincinnati tonight. It looked like the Bengals kind of turned a corner.
Yeah.
In week three. They got to avoid the drama that Miami did. You know, when you consider that Miami's coming off a tough physical game, Buffalo, one of the more physical teams in the league, Cincinnati didn't have to deal with that. They got to play the Jets. They got to handle their business pretty easily.
Absolutely.
I think it's pretty clear to see the Dolphins are at a little bit of a disadvantage tonight, given all those circumstances.
Yeah, very emotional game on Sunday, short week, even been a short week for them, just with, like you said, the early day of travel. And yeah, everything's kind of lining up for the Bengals to have a shot here and should win this game. But like we talked about, Miami should have lost last week, pulled it out, and yeah, the Bengals are fighting and clawing now.
Quite literally, they will be clawing tonight. Do you like them with the 3.5? I think I do.
I think I do as well. Usually when I see lines like that and I already thought that team was going to win, I usually feel like they cover that. Because I feel like it's kind of like a bait line for the Dolphins to be like, oh, yeah, they'll be within three, you know?
I've been worried about the offense. But, you know, I mean, it finally came to life a little bit. But again, they were playing the Jets.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they did finally put up some numbers, and maybe that was the confidence they needed. I don't know. Where does Miami rank in terms of defense? Do we know?
Let's find.
I mean, they held Buffalo to 21. Josh Allen didn't put up big numbers on them by any means. I feel like Miami defensively is pretty good.
Miami is 16th in points allowed per game.
Okay. So middle of the pack there.
22nd in sacks, which is probably good for the Bengals because that's been their biggest issue this year.
Giving up. Yeah, Burrow's been getting hit.
The offensive line. Miami also only has one interception on the year, actually. It's wild. Miami's second in passing offense and then 31st in rushing offense this year.
This guy's advice is to avoid the spread because Miami should make enough splash plays to keep things close. I don't think either team makes so many plays. The game goes over 48.5, though. Take the under? I don't know. I don't know about taking the under because, you know, if they do get into one of these shootouts, I mean, 48
and a
half.
Have a lot of weapons.
That ain't a lot of points. I mean, that's 24-24.
Yeah. You could see somebody kicking the field goal to win 27-24, you know.
I could see these teams getting into the 30s.
Oh, absolutely.
If anything, maybe.
Yeah, I could see like a 35-31 Bengal win.
Take the over. I don't know. I never know what to gamble. I mean, I just lose.
We'll come up with a same game parlay. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, we'll put something together. What could we put together for a same game parlay? What do we have on FanDuel?
Yeah.
What do we like? I like the playmakers to score touchdowns.
Okay. So thinking Tyreek and Jamar or something like that?
I mean, those guys, those would be the guys with the best odds, right? Yeah. So you might get a little
outside
more.
Outside of Mixon, yes.
You might get a little more if you take Waddle, but Waddle's been hurting. Mm-hmm. You probably wouldn't take Waddle. He's been dealing
with
injury.
Off an injury.
Which might be another good reason to take Tyreek.
Yeah. 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 Maybe they kind of limit Waddle's.
How's the Bengals secondary? Do we know anything about it?
They got Eli Apple playing corner, so.
Oh, okay. So Tyreek touchdown. Yeah. Let's make that part of the parlay. See what else we can put together here.
Tyreek.
I
like the over.
I think I might like the over, too.
I'm with you there.
You can get an odds boost on FanDuel right now if you take the, let's see here, Bengals -3.5, Jamar Chase touchdown, Tyreek touchdown, and Joe Burrow over 200 pass yards. That's +1,200.
It's not too bad.
I kind of like that. But also I'm hesitant to, you know, an odds boost.
All the boosts, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually one of their thing misses.
So Bengals 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
Jamar Chase and Tyreek with touchdowns. Those would be your best odds to anyway on guys scoring touchdowns, right? If you
outside of Mixon, yes. Mixon has the best odds.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, -150.
But if you think, like, Burrow's going to throw a passing touchdown, Jamar Chase would probably be your first choice.
Yeah, for sure.
Burrow over 200 pass yards.
He should be.
I kind of like it. I mean, it was +800, now it's +1,200, so you can get that at 12-1 if you do that, the FanDuel Super Boost.
That is a tempting one. That does look a lot better than a lot of their boosts that they give out.
Might actually put something in on that. See if I got any money. I'd have to deposit. Mm. I always have to deposit. My all-time stats don't look very good.
I'm always scared to go look at my play history.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess this is as good a time as any to tell you about FanDuel. Football season's underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code TalkSports. Host, talk about some of the things you like about FanDuel options. Mm-hmm. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. You can combine bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. That's what we're discussing doing right now.
Oh.
All on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. And they'll show you how much you've lost all time.
Yeah.
Sign up today with promo code TalkSports. For your no-sweat first bet, that's promo code TalkSports. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Disclaimer. Here we go. Tennessee, 21-plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call the TN Red Line. 1-800-889-9789 if you are a degenerate. If you are not, consider this same game parlay that Cam and I have been speaking of.
Mm, they're fun.
Touchdowns.
Yards.
Passing yards. Spreads. I don't know. That one guy said don't touch the spread, but everything seems to be pointing to the Bengals tonight. So
I agree. I'm with you on that one.
So Miami will probably win.
Yeah.
Send us to break, Cam.
You can go to hell, my dear. You probably like it better there with all them boys you thought. thought they could make it. Dead man's curve gonna lay them down. All the things you put me through, safe to say I'm tired of you. Had our times, yeah, we had a few.
You guys got a good voice, doesn't he?
Yeah. Sure John's enjoying that, or enjoyed it yesterday, I guess it was.
Our boy John Denver out in Colorado watching Tyler Childers yesterday at Red Rocks. Haven't gotten a report back from him yet on how things were. I guess we could have asked him how was the show.
Yeah.
I'll ask him now. Let's go in the group chat here. How was the show? I'll let you know his answer.
Sweet.
Yeah, it looked like he was having a good time out there.
Oh, for sure.
Have you been out to Denver?
Yeah, I love Denver.
I thought about that might be the next place I move to.
Okay.
I would like to see if there's a way that maybe we could take the show out there.
Mm.
You know, do this show, but
from
but
Denver.
Maybe live in Denver.
Yeah.
I mean, I like living here. I think we'd have to live here in the fall, though.
Yeah, I don't really like the cold or the snow that piles up there.
Report back from John. Really fun.
Nice.
I said, "How was the show?" He said, "Really fun."
That's what you want from a show.
Then he said, "You feeling better?" I feel good.
Oh wow! Look, we're asking about him, but he's asking about us.
I feel good today. What a guy! Tyler Childers out in Red Rocks. So. Sounds like John had a good time. He'll finish the week out in Colorado, and we'll finish the week out here.
Oh, yeah.
Not much going on this weekend, I guess. Tennessee gets a bye week.
Yep.
So we don't have to stress over any games.
That is nice. That is nice not having to worry about it. Just be like, I can just go watch college football this weekend.
Yeah, I kind of like that this is the bye week. I mean, I said it over and over, like, before the Florida game. One of the reasons to me that game was so important is, among other reasons, but was just because I didn't want to have this 2-week stretch of just, you know, like depression, basically.
Yeah.
It's
like
losing to Florida again, and then you come back and, are we going to beat LSU?
Fun of you for a week and a half.
Yeah. Instead, everybody gets to be excited and happy and 4-0. I saw that for the first time, this is the first time since 1998, also, Cam, that Tennessee's 4-0 with two ranked wins.
Ooh.
So I know in 98 they beat Syracuse, who was ranked early in the year, and then also, obviously Florida would have been ranked at that time too. So first time since 98, Tennessee's 4-0 against two, including wins over two ranked teams. So,
love to see it.
Hard to not think you're going to win a natty at this point, you know.
Sign me up.
I'd say that's a pretty good indicator. You're a favorite for the national title. I don't know about that. But, you know, we'll talk more about college football, obviously, in the SEC in an hour or two. We got SEC Mike coming on at 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard not to be excited right now, though. I saw a tweet this morning where they were talking about playing Dixieland Delight when Alabama comes to town. That kind of gave me chills to think about, you know, because obviously they say it's a Tennessee song. I believe it was about traveling down a back road. Where was that? Granger County? Somewhere around Rutledge, I think.
Okay.
It's where that song was written about. Brandon and Warwick territory. Up there around Granger County, Rutledge, somewhere in there. But to play that in Neyland, I think, would be pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely.
When Alabama comes to town. We'd have to figure out our chant, though, you know, because they got their thing where they say, you know, F Auburn and LSU and Tennessee, too. So we would need to get that down before we did it.
Yeah, because I've heard different variations now that I think about it. Like you'd be at a bar or something and people start singing it. And I've heard people go different routes with it.
Do we have our variation?
I think I've heard a couple.
Of our chant?
I don't remember them super well, but I think, people just have subbed in teams in those spots as well and just kind of rolled with it, but I don't think I've really heard, like, a consensus set of teams.
I think it would be pretty electric if they played it in the stadium.
But what if the Alabama people out-chant us?
Well, that's the risk you take. You know, obviously you wouldn't want to do it if you were down.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You'd want to have a lead over Alabama. I'm starting to already get FOMO about the Alabama game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming we're going to go beat LSU.
Yep. Get a top five Bama matchup.
I know you got to take it a week at a time, but I'm already thinking about that. I want to be there. I don't know if I'll be able to be there.
It's going to be a fun atmosphere around town again, just like kind of the Florida game.
I mean, I assume that we would lose. But, you know, if we won, maybe the biggest win in the history of the program. I mean, it's up
pretty
there.
Much.
It's not wouldn't be the biggest. It wouldn't be bigger than the national championship win, but it would be big. It would be tough not to be there for that one.
Oh, absolutely.
So, anyway, got to take care of business first. At LSU, Tennessee goes down Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, down on the Bayou for the first time in quite a while. When's the last time we played at LSU? We played them here in 2017. We played them.
Was it that Dooley year?
I know we played them.
Too many men on the field?
Dooley. Yep, that'd be the last time. That was 2010. And then for some reason, we played them again in 2011 in Knoxville.
Yeah. Was that the rain game? Or it was just
no, that was 2017.
Oh, okay.
We played them again in Knoxville in 2011. I don't know why we had to play them back-to-back, but that naturally was one of the best teams they ever had in 2011.
Of course, as is tradition.
So that's usually the way that goes. But anyway, we'll talk more in the second hour. We'll have some SEC football talk. SEC Mike coming on at 1:30. Stick with us. Talk sports back on the other side.